Parshat Korach.
What better to speak about than Machlekes? What else is there to speak about besides Machlekes, huh? Parshat Korach. It's actually a lav in the Torah. Siyek HaKorach Ka'adosai. The Mani Mitzvah, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. HaMachzik B'Machlekes is over B'Lav. So when it's Machzik B'Machlekes, is over B'Lav. It's interesting, the lashon of Machzik B'Machlekes. Rashi, by us also, uses the exact same lashon. V'yishlach Moshe likur ledotzen v'lavirin b'nei aliyo v'yirmu l'nale. Rashi says, V'yishlach Moshe v'kanshin machzikin b'machlekes. She'y Moshe machzer acharim l'ashnim v'divri shalom. Ein l'hachzik b'machlekes. First of all, you see from this Rashi, ein l'hachzik b'machlekes. If Moshe Rabbeinu just would have kept quiet and he would have stayed home, l'chor he was also not being machzik b'machlekes. Moshe Rabbeinu went to the other side. He went fakert. He went to be machzer acharim l'ashnimim. He went, he made a kum v'esei to make shalom that there shouldn't be a mass of machlekes. But also the lashon is over here of mikanshin machzikin b'machlekes, which is l'chor maybe just taich l'hachzik b'machlekes. It's mutter to have another day. It's mutter to have a day, and it's mutter to say the day. B'mokum atzerich, maybe on the Rashke Bahag, on the Godel Ador, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Chacham Beitaka, a person doesn't have a recht to say anything, and you have no idea what's behind it. You don't have a day of Bechla when it comes to the Godel Ador. However, Be'etzem, in a massive Machlekes, the person has a right to say a day. However, a person has to know how to when to stop, when to start, when to stop. Lahachzik Machlekes, to continue, that's the issue. I once heard from Mordechai Zuckerman, Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He said that Daniel Mikelm, Movshevitz, or Daniel Movshevitz from Kelm, he said that Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim is the first 5 minutes. He says that's Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim. After 5 minutes, that's it. Well, you said your deal, he said his piece, you each said what you have to say. After he said his piece, you said, I still don't agree with you, and that's it. You said that's your Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim. Well known Mishra Talanter says, he says, Ezu Machlekes. So he says, Alpidrush, Rabbi Sol Salanter says, he says that when two people get into Machlekes over, let's say, a parking spot, this guy says, I was here first, this guy says, I was here first. So this guy screams at him, and he screams at him, and that, they work it out, and after 2 minutes they drink a l'chaim, say goodbye, and that's it. They work it out. It's Machlekes Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, so it's Ein Sefer L'Shem, the Machlekes is not going to continue. After a few minutes, you work it out. Whoever gets the parking spot gets the parking spot. And that's it. It's finished. Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim, Sefer L'Yizkayim. Machlekes when a person thinks he's fighting L'Shem Shemayim, so then he can fight until he dies. Mamash till doesn't make a difference what stands in his way. And that's exactly what happens when a person's doing L'Shem Shemayim. We know like Eshes Poitifar. Rashi tells us L'Shem Shemayim Niskavna. She was Merchav L'Shem Shemayim. But we know what happens when she got L'Shem Shemayim. She tried to kill Yosef, throw him into jail, and who knows what she had in mind for him. So it's dangerous when you're, especially a Machlekes, which is L'Shem Shemayim. So how is a person supposed to have a Machlekes? The story of Shlomo Zalman, that he, well known that by his wife Slavaya, he says that he bet him he doesn't have to ask Mechila from his wife, because they never got into a fight. But it's a minute to ask, so I'm going to ask. A short while later, he saw one of his talmidim who just got married. And he asked him how things are going. So he says, Baruch Hashem, everything is awesome. We never argue, everything is just made menuchas, everything is terrific. So he says, is your wife alright? Is your wife okay? Yeah. Why? She's still alive? So he turns to Rishon Zalman, he says, I told you, we bought Hashem, everything's terrific. We don't. He says, what do you mean you don't argue? Two different people, a man and a woman, in the same house, you never have any arguments, never? So he says, I don't understand. I was by the Rebbetzin's Levaya a few months ago, and I heard the Rishiv himself say that I don't have to ask Mechino because we never fought. So what do you. So someone told me, he says, fight? We definitely never fought. Argue? A person can argue without fighting. Two people have a day without each person has their own day, huh? And you come to, I say A, you say B, work it out together with C, whatever it is, or I'll be masking to you, or you'll be masking to me. To not to argue, that means that there's no 2 days here. How could it be that in the same house you have a man and a woman living together and there's never any arguments? You could have arguments. You just have to know how to work out the arguments together. There's a difference between a argument and the fight. if it stays at the argument, that's okay. Once it's already a fight, that's lahachzik b'machlekes. That's you're being machzik in your day. You're being machzik in your day, and you're not giving in, and you're not coming to some sort of agreement together. That's where the issue is. And the choymer machlekes is apparent in the parasha. It says that at the end of the day, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, everybody. Everybody should get out of town, should stay far away from Korach. Korach and his cohorts were there with their wives and children, and Bnei'em u'tapam, and little babies. And what happened at the end of the day? They all got swallowed up like a vacuum cleaner. Somebody's being mazur to me that machlokes is like a vacuum cleaner. A person gets involved, he gets just sucked inside. I said that's exactly what happened with Korach. It was mamash a vacuum cleaner. It pulled everybody inside. But you opened the mitzvah kilo that everything went back after 5 minutes. You never knew that anything even happened here, and they all went inside. But who went inside? Not just Korach. Everybody. That means his the wives and the children and the babies. What did the babies do wrong that they got a nenash? So Volba says, he says that machlekes is so terrible that he says up Yosfarnai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives punishment to third generation and fourth generation. He says that after the fourth generation, it's already the chet is nishtarish so much that there's nothing to do about they're never going to be chayzer b'tshuva. So machlokes is something, he says, that even after a second generation, it gets so entrenched in the mishpacha that they're going to live with machlokes. And somebody's going to live with machlokes, it's a terrible thing. B'meila, growing up in a matziv, knowing that their father died because of machlokes and Moshe Rabbeinu, knowing that he was they would have no chance. They would have no chance to survive without machlekes. Not only that, the rechush also. Somebody showed me a tzchorna and it says, why did the rechush? Why did all the? What's wrong with? Let the rechush stay here. What's the problem? So it says that. I think David HaMelech. I don't know if he tells too. Presumably he does. I didn't see any. So the one line, but David HaMelech Davin, I think he said about his enemies that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be machshalim and an inchi d'leimarli. Even when they give tzedakah, they should give tzedakah to the anim that they give tzedakah to should be people that don't really need tzedakah, so they shouldn't get a schus. Memela says it's for the same thing over here. No one should get if their rechush would stay around and a tzaddik would be never from the rechush, then it would be a schus for them. They shouldn't even get that schus. That's how terrible the masa machlekes is, that their children, the babies, the rechush even, they shouldn't be a massive that they should possibly get any schus because of. So terrible, terrible machlekes. They were chayzer b'tshuva. To be chayzer b'tshuva, a person can be chayzer b'tshuva. The question if he dies is a machlekes. That's so terrible. Now, how did it happen? Volba says something very interesting. He says in Alei Shur, he says, he actually takes apart three different stories in the Torah. One of them is Korach. And he says, if you look at Chazal says there's really three steps to what happened with this machlekes of Korach. And Korach starts off with a whole philosophy, with a whole ideology. He comes up with a whole idea. He says, Kol ha'olam kulo kedoshim, b'seichem Hashem, madu tisnas v'kal Hashem. And Rashi says, brings down from Chazal, that he came with a talis shekul etcheles, and he says that if is a chayev or is a potter, Moshe Rabbeinu says chayev, and he says, what do you mean? If one string could potter an entire beggar, which is not chela, certainly if the whole beggar is chela, it's a certain need. What was he coming to say? He was coming to say, better than the tiny that it says over here in the Torah, that if you have something which is kulei kodesh, then you don't need anybody else on top of it. Lomat is not so kal Hashem. If you have something which is kulei chela, you don't need an additional chela to potter up the whole beggar. So too, if you have kulam kedoshim v'seichem Hashem, you don't need a nasi on top. You don't need alitzaf and zeal. You don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Akayin on top. But madu it is not so kal Hashem. We're all in the richtig adarga. We're all in the. That's what he was coming from. That was his philosophy. And he had the second shlav was that he had proof that he's right. He had proof that it's right because he saw Shoshelos Gedula coming out of him. He saw Shmuel who was Shokol, Moshe Aaron Kohenov, and Shmuel Bakar Yishmoy. Chazal said that Shokol from Moshe Aaron, Shmuel is coming out of him. That means that obviously he's not a katlakanya, as they say. He's not a small person himself. He's obviously he's richtig. He's right. He's right in his taino. So he had a philosophy. He had proof that he's right. The third shlav says Volba is Chazal were megalitas b'lamais, the bottom line. Where did it all start from? Where did the philosophy come from? And where did he prove himself? How did he get to prove himself? Niskana be nisiyosu shel alitzaf menuziel. It all started with kino. It all started with a midero. That's where it all started from. He had the kino, and the memela. Once he had the kino, maybe it was even subconscious. The whole philosophy started, and he had even had proofs. Once you decided that you're right, so then you could prove, you could bring proofs to anything. Memela says Rav Volba, if a person is in a massive machlekes, he has to realize that at the bottom, generally at the bottom of the machlekes, if you look deep enough and you move away all the dirt, move away everything, you're going to find the midah row. There's going to be some midah there at the bottom. And that's really any machlekes probably that we've ever had with a spouse or with neighbors or with, right, there's the two halachas of Shechinim that they say. There's the Anoichi v'lo yelecha. Those are the two halachas of Shechinim. Anoichi, you want this extra miklat, you want to use the miklat for yourself. I also want to use the miklat. Anoichi. And then there's the lo yelecha. You shouldn't have it. Even if I'm not going to get anything from you. Lo yelecha, you shouldn't have the, that's the, some, there's the midah ra at the bottom. It's either kino or it's taiva or it's covered or something, some sort of something. You shouldn't be more than me. Why should you get it? And I shouldn't get it. Why shouldn't, there's always at the bottom, there's some sort of midah. And just I think maybe a way to, the way to extract oneself from machlekes is really with Ein Ben Pelos Taino. Ein Ben Pelos Taino, we know that Ein Ben Pelos was one of the first pasuk. V'yikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi v'dasam Avir ben Eliyahu v'Ein Ben Pelos ben Eruvin. Ein Ben Pelos is one of the people that was together with Korach, and at the end of the day he was saved. What happened? His wife told him, he says, like, what do you have to gain? It's either Maisha or it's Korach. Alitzav Menuziel is going to be the Nazir or it's Korach. It's not, you're for sure not. You're not, it's either A or B, you're C, you're Z, you're not even on the chart. What do you have to gain from this? What did everybody else, 250 Rashi Sanhedrin, what did they have to gain from it? They got pulled away also. They got pulled in. But that's really the taino that a person, to extract a person from Machlekes. At the end of the day, what are you going to gain from it? If you have a machlekes, people are now going to look at you. You got it after fighting and going to Bezdin and going to court and going to whatever it is. You were able to get it. Now people are going to look at you. Now people are, oh wow, Chaim Yanka, look at that. Look at the position that he got. What are you going to gain from it? Shalom bias? Certainly it's not going to. You're right at the end of the day. You could be dead right. It could be that you were 100% right, 1,000% right, 1,000,000% right. There's no question about it. But what are you going to gain? What are you going to gain in your machlekes? You're going to gain shalom bias? Certainly not. You're going to gain good neighbors? Your neighbors going to be happy with you? Certainly not. You're going to gain happy in-laws after they get into some sort of machlekes? Also not. Right? So a person doesn't really have any. That's what Ibn Pels is saying at the end. What are you going to gain from this? You're right. You might come out on top and you might be stomping on somebody, but you're not going to gain. At the end, you're not going to gain. That's the pella of machlekes is very similar to kas. That a person loses himself and then a person can't think straight. A person doesn't think straight and maybe they... Turif nafshar be'apay, it says about kas. The same thing when it gets to machlekes, that a person, he loses himself, and generally it's because of a midara at the bottom. So what is the person supposed to do if he's in machlekes and he thinks that he's really right? And so ask Duster, ask somebody. Don't paskin for yourself. Go to a third party, go to somebody who's not in the matzah of the machlekes. Go to see, is this something that's really worth it to stand on? Is this something which is worth it to stand on? You see from the matzah, from the gedolim, what did they do? They, a machlekes l'shem shemayim, they said their piece, and that's it. At the end of the day, they... That was it. Very often what was happening, I think it was by the machlekes of Rav Yonasan Eibshitz and the Yavetz. And afterwards there was terrible pogroms. And I think it was Rav Shimshim and Mastropoli asked a Shailas Chaloim why all the people were getting killed. And he says it's because of the machlekes of the Yavetz and Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. He says that their machlekes was 100% the Shem Shemayim. That was the machlekes of Shem Shemayim. And there in Shemayim, the Masechta Derekiah says that they're sitting and learning together. He says the problem was everybody else around them. Everybody else around them that was racing it on, it was this side, that side, watching the machlekes, gaining from the machlekes, v'chulu. And that's the other time. What do you have? What do you have in this with machlekes? What are you going to gain from this machlekes? Do you have something with it? What? It's all the people around. The people, you're not even machlekes. If you're in the machlekes, certainly got to get yourself out of machlekes. If you're not in machlekes, don't get yourself into machlekes. L'mayis, so that's the time of Ein Ben Pelos. What do you have to gain? Besides the fact that it's a lav, you have a lot to lose. Certainly you have nothing to gain, and all Toila Eretz Alblimo, somebody, the Oilam is Oimid, and somebody that's Boilim Pim B'Shasa Machlekes.